It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. I am obsessed with watching squirrels. It started as entertainment, watching those silly rodents scurry around, mysteriously digging, scratching, and patting at the earth, seemingly at random. Sometimes they uncover a seed or a nut, sometimes they appear to come up empty. I wonder how sad it must be to be a squirrel and never quite remember where I had hidden my afternoon snack. And then one day I realized that my quarry was studying me, too, and his actions began to take on new meaning. Was he trying to hide his food from me? Although his actions appeared to be frivolous and scatterbrained, could it be possible that he was deliberately trying to lead me astray for fear I might steal his snacks? As it turns out, this may well have been the case. Many animals survive by hiding food when it's abundant so that they can recover it when times are lean. Some animals are known as central hoarders, which means they store all of their food in one central location. Squirrels are scatter hoarders. This means they stash small caches of food, scattering them throughout their territory and burying them underground. They recover these caches as needed, using memory and their sense of smell. Contrary to my earlier assumptions, squirrels are actually quite skilled at recovering their buried treasure. Squirrels are also adept at hiding their cached food from other animals, including other squirrels, who may try to steal it. Hiding cached food from other animals is a challenge. Squirrels each have their own territory, and when a large number of squirrels share an area, such as a park or a college campus, sometimes those territories overlap. When squirrels live so closely together, it's difficult for them to bury caches without being seen by other squirrels. Other species, particularly birds, are known to watch caching activities and steal buried food, too. By listening to the calls of birds, squirrels can determine whether or not that particular bird is a threat and how far away it is. When they determine that their cache is in jeopardy, whether from another squirrel or a different animal species, squirrels may employ deception techniques. Squirrels have developed many techniques for protecting cache food from thieves. They may use their bodies as shields, hiding their caching activities from the sight of other squirrels. In order to confuse any onlookers, they may take extra time to cover and uncover several empty holes before actually caching any food. Sometimes if squirrels sense they're being watched, they will bury inedible objects or food with lesser nutritional value and save preferred foods for caching at a safer time. To further confuse cache thieves, they may sometimes make caches far apart and far from any landmarks the competition may use when trying to relocate and steal the cached food. It seems that squirrels are not the silly, scurrying, scatterbrained rodents I originally assumed. I've learned that all of their blundering behavior is merely a distraction aimed at protecting some very valuable supplies. Watching squirrels is still entertaining to me, though now I see them much differently. Now, when I see a squirrel digging, scratching, and patting the earth in a seemingly pointless manner, I wonder what thieves might also be lurking. Today's field note was written by Tracy Wendt of the Wildlife Biology Science Writing class at the University of Montana. I'm Caroline Kurtz for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. For information on upcoming events and programs at the center, call 327-0405 or visit our website at www.montananaturalist.org.